is the second of our season review shows. A little different, as said at the start of the first one. This time out, it isn't people just simply saying what they thought of the season in general and what Liverpool need to do differently in order to become Premier League champions. Liverpool somewhat ruined that format by becoming Premier League champions. And in this episode, we're going to be detailing the period of time, predominantly in the league, from when Liverpool went to Sheffield United away, having ended at Chelsea away last time out, through until Manchester City at home. They're the games that we're going to be going through, and with me, I have got Philippa Smallwood, Imani Williams, Steve Graves, Gareth Roberts and Stu Wright. And I want this to be as much about feelings as anything else, Gareth. And I think that after you get the win that Liverpool get at Stamford Bridge, you feel like there's an awful lot that's possible. And I think that that's, you know, at that point, Liverpool are 5 points clear, and 5 points as well at that stage of the season. It seems strange to say it now when you look at the gap, and we're going to have to remember this going into next year as well. You know, 5 points is, it felt like a hugely significant gap at that stage. It was one which everyone was overjoyed with.
Yeah, I mean, what I remember about the start of the season was that it was incredibly intense. I mean, you know, I'm used to over the years of supporting Liverpool, almost that you get the chance to ease into a season, if you like. But, you know, such is the quality of Manchester City and such are the fine margins around winning a league, which we knew all too well from the season before. I think that gave a real intensity to the start of the season. And obviously we had the situation around the goalkeeper in the first game, which was very much a fuck's sake moment. You know, because you're going into the new season going, right, here we go, we're going to challenge, this is our year, all that shit. And then you lose the goalie and you've got a lad you don't really know going in. Although this is still around the stage where he was all right before he went mad. But yeah, this Sheffield United game, I think, is hugely significant. I've heard, you know, lots of people, including me and my mates, in conversations where you talk about, you know, key games through the season. And this was very much one. Because we know now about the quality of Sheffield United, about how good they are.